You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Jalen and Jacoby special episode live from Detroit, Michigan for the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing. Let's go. He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it
we
that
give
we do?
The people!
Here in Detroit, Michigan. Why are we here, Mr. Rose?
Our 12th annual Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing is happening today, and the Jaguar is here to represent. And while the Jaguar gets off to work and goes out there and entertain the people, we're going to talk a little bit about sports, and we're going to talk about the golf outing in the C block.
Of course, and we start with LeBron James. Again, he is playing at the crossover. He's in Seattle this time, teaming up with Jason Tatum. Jalen Rose, what do you think about LeBron playing in the Drew earlier and in the Seattle Pro-Am?
I like the fact that we're getting barnstorm LeBron in the summer. And you know what allows that to actually happen? His team didn't make the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
Right? Normally, LeBron is in the finals.
Playing until the finals. They need some time
so,
off.
So, let me tell y'all a secret. As much as LeBron loves playing in the Drew League, and Jamal Crawford, my brother, I'm glad I got a chance to go out there and represent. Good to see them out there doing their thing. DeJounte Murray been balling. Him and Paolo breaking bread. All positive. Big Chet was out there. Tatum was out there, as you mentioned. LeBron want to be playing in the finals. And LeBron just signed a 2-year, $97 million deal. You know why? He needed to reinvest in the Lakers, so now you can go and try to recruit somebody to come play with you.
Yeah.
And of course, the goal is to try to keep Anthony Davis as healthy as possible. But again, if you have those two guys, they still gonna need a third player. If that's a Kyrie Irving caliber player, then I think LeBron James has a chance to win another championship in LA. Mm-hmm. If it isn't, he probably won't. But he already has four already.
Yeah, he does. And the way that his deal is structured, they have about $20 million in salary cap space after this season. However, after the next season, they have enough to bring in, as you said, a third star with a max spot. Could you see a world in which LeBron James wins another championship with this Laker team?
They got to get a player that's going to be in this year's All-Star game to play with them next year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it can't be like somebody that was an All-Star 3 years ago. Like, so yes, in theory, but let me just highlight who in particular. Kyrie.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be a dynamic player that can play off of LeBron and play off AD, plus already have chemistry with LBJ. So I believe if that happens, they're closer to doing it. But let's not underestimate the West. The West has gotten stout, and the Phoenix Suns got something to prove by the way they lost in the playoffs.
Yep.
What's going to happen with the Nuggets and Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr.? They have the reigning MVP. The Clippers are going to be healthy this year.
Mavs, Grizzlies.
Memphis were a number two seed in the West last year, so the West is stout. So they're going to need that third superstar caliber player in order to make their goals happen.
So we saw Jason Tatum earlier this summer work out with Kevin Durant. We saw him play in Seattle with LeBron James. And we also saw him sort of not play up to expectations in the finals. However, he did sort of hint at a reason that that was the case. Let's listen to Jason Tatum talk about his health.
It showed that I had had a non-displaced fracture in my wrist. And it was like, it was small, but it was still like—
But still, yeah.
But it had shown that the bone had grew over it, so it had healed, but it was still pain. I was still in pain because I kept getting it hit or falling on it. So, like, I guess I played with, like, somewhat of a fracture for like, 2 months.
Wow.
And then in the playoffs, there was a play against Milwaukee in Game 3. I dunked it Giannis chased me down and he fouled me and I fell into to like the crowd. And that was the most painful it's been since.
So he says he had a fractured wrist in the Eastern Conference semifinals. That means that he wasn't 100% in that series against the Heat, and he wasn't 100% in the finals. Does that, to you, explain why he sort of didn't play up to expectations in the finals?
Well, the one thing about being at the games is you get a chance to literally watch everything. You get a chance to watch the timeouts. You get a chance to watch the huddle. You get a chance to see players' body language the entire time. Mm-hmm. And one thing I noticed about Jason Tatum, and we could pull up the footage another day, he shot a few air balls.
Yeah.
And you know I pay attention to air balls.
You hate air balls.
And a couple of times I thought it was because it was going to be a tight contest. And then he shot one where he was wide open. And I was like, there is something wrong with, you know, him not knowing what it was. And as somebody that's had a fractured wrist, they're incredibly painful. He didn't really play with much to cover it or to like mask it. And so for him to still even be out there, if that's the case, is incredible.
Jalen, I love this event every single year.
Thank you, brother.
Because of the camaraderie, because of the golf, and because of the city of Detroit. And someone supporting this event, Troy Weaver, the general manager of the Detroit Pistons. And what Mr. Weaver has done in the past couple years has really sort of reinvigorated the franchise. And this young core they have with Ivy and with Jalen and with Cade Cunningham, there seems to be an excitement in this city about this team. Why is that?
Because here's why.
Talk to me.
As a lifer that's grown up in this city and his biological father was drafted by the team in 1967, a lot of times it starts with our backcourt. And in the early 70s, we have my godfather, Dave Beam, who was the mayor of Detroit when I cut the ribbon for JRLA, and Jimmy Walker in the All-Star game. And then you graduate that to Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars of the Bad Boys. And then you take it a step further with Chauncey Billups and Rip Hamilton. We got that now with Cade Cunningham and Jaden Ivey. When we have that, that's a game changer, because you know how certain cities and teams have identity. Like when you watch the Pittsburgh Steelers, they want to run the ball. They want to be physical on D.
Yep.
When you watch Pistons basketball, we want to be physical. And we want to play with effort and tenacity. And having a great backcourt allows you to now create a front court and wing players that are going to give you that toughness. And so, like you mentioned, Durin, who we took with the 13th pick.
Yep.
And Isaiah Stewart, who's shooting jumpers now and making threes. And Sadiq Bey, who had a 50-point game in the league last year. Killian Hayes is going to be the key.
Really?
Killian Hayes. I feel like he's shown that he can be a stout defender. I think he's now going to have more confidence. He got drafted during the pandemic, and his confidence was
one
down.
One thing that's happened with this Pistons respond this team year. That I find so interesting is the Jeremy Grant element. Is it just seemed like he was on a different timeline than the rest of the roster. So I think that moving Grant was an indication that it's like, we're going to bring in our core players. They're in their first, their second, or their third year in the league, and that's going to be the window that we build around.
And that's what ownership, Tom Gores, JRLA sponsor, Platinum Equity has been our sponsor since day one. And Troy Weaver, as you mentioned, their general manager, they understand you try to build an identity, a core. So you'll see the Pistons' young core at the Hall of Fame when Ben's getting elected. You'll see them at a Pistons, a playoff game when the Celtics are playing the Heat, digesting with Coach Dwayne Casey what playoff basketball looks like. Mm-hmm. You see them going to celebrate the big dauber Bob Lanier upon his passing. I was just at an event recently with the team, and Lil Baby was there to perform. Building that camaraderie, that teamwork, that vision that now when they play out on the floor together, it's going to be a special dynamic.
Are you going to take me to a game?
More than one. Let's go to some games. But you know what I like? That you're now asking me. Die easy, Jacoby. The one thing y'all can appreciate about Jacoby is if you're losing, he ain't support.
No.
You know what I'm saying? He's consistent.
Yeah, now I'm in. Yeah, I will jump off the bandwagon way before I'll jump on one, but I am on the Pistons bandwagon.
Yes, appreciate that.
There's an energy in this city about both the Lions and the Pistons that we might not win the championship this year, but they're building something here, just like you're building something with the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy, which we will get to later. So there was an interesting story that came out of this weekend from Dana White. He explained that he had a deal in place to bring Tom Brady, the GOAT, and Rob Gronkowski to the Las Vegas Raiders. And John Gruden did not want Tom Brady. And that reminded us of something. Do you remember when Tom Brady was on the shop with LeBron?
Yep.
And he explained, and I will quote Tom Brady right here, quote, "One of the teams, they weren't interested at the very end. I was thinking, you're sticking with that bleep? So now we know on the shop that he was talking about the Raiders. Are you surprised about this? Because I'm shocked. Who wouldn't want Tom Brady?
Well, here's the thing, though. When you look at the discipline that Stephen Ross got suspended for quote-unquote tampering, mm-hmm. does this qualify?
Interesting. Sounds right. kind of tamperish.
Right. And so, but the point is, you don't have to tamper with somebody that's courting teams. So Tom Brady was courting the Dolphins. Yep. Clearly courting the Raiders. So this now makes me look at that suspension different. The other thing I want to say is, John Gruden, what you doing?
Yeah.
Like, y'all about to go to Vegas. Like, y'all about to go to Vegas. That's the first thing. Like, y'all about to go to Vegas and launch a new team.
And you don't want Tom Brady?
Like, even just to have him at the face of the franchise for validity. And look at the young talent they got. Look at Waller and tight end.
I love Waller so much.
You see what I'm saying? So that's head-scratching that the Raiders didn't even over. But that's what happened. John Gruden had the $100 million deal.
That's what it was.
So
but I also like that. Somewhere Derek Carr is like, I can't believe that he chose me over Tom Brady.
That's Derek my Carr guy. Derek Carr, like, you need to put that? John Gruden in your wheel.
Jalen Rose, you played 13 seasons in the National Basketball Association.
Yes.
Udonis Haslem has now signed on for his 20th season with the Miami Heat. Are you surprised that he's still on the playing roster and not a coach?
Keep getting them checks. And what did I talk about early? Did I say the word culture? Mm-hmm. Did I say identity?
Yes.
Miami has that. And he's basically a coach, a front office executive.
He runs huddles. He runs huddles in the timeout.
In uniform. And I'm going to give you some UD facts. And this is why I love the way the Miami Heat under Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra have built their family infrastructure. Udonis Haslem going to get his number retired by the Heat, though he was never an all-star. Because it ain't about the numbers.
Yep.
He's from there. He embodies everything about what they do. The toughness, the tenacity, how he changed his body to become a player, a mid-range shooter, a guy that brings a physical tenacity. 20 years with a team. The only other guys to do that, Kobe and Dirk.
So you always say this, and this is one thing I feel like your Pistons need, is you always talk about how important it is to have a veteran in the locker room.
Correct.
Why is that so important?
Let me tell you why it's important. Jimmy Butler is a terrific all-star talented player.
Yep.
And Eric Spoelstra is my favorite coach in the league, along with Tyronn Lue. I've seen him have altercations and not back down from LeBron James, from Dwayne Wade. So now when Spo get a little bit older and he running a huddle and Jimmy Butler jump up and he want to go eye to eye with him, what did UD do?
Broke it up.
Whose side was he on?
Spoelstra's.
Exactly. Okay? That's what you get. Like, that's invaluable. That is invaluable what Udonis Haslem brings to the Heat franchise. Look at their team. You see Alonzo Mourning still working with the franchise. They keep their players around.
Juwan Howard.
I love that. He won the ring with them. I was in the locker room when they won that championship.
So, Jalen, I love this event.
Thank you, brother.
I love the camaraderie. I love what we're doing for the underprivileged children of Detroit that need quality education that you're providing them. But another thing I love, the celebrities that are around. Can we grab somebody to join us in the show?
Yes, yes. I heard a rumor.
What's that?
That Calvin Johnson was here. And if so, for the second year in a row, he's going to join Jalen and Jacoby next.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, coming to you from the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy Golf Outing, the best weekend of the year. Jalen, who is joining us right now on the program?
A legend, a friend, a Hall of Famer, Calvin Johnson, whose nickname is Megatron, is joining the program. Appreciate you joining us, family.
Always
it's love.
Good to be here,
yes, indeed. Thank you.
So, every year, whatever team is featured on Hard Knocks, I fall in love with. And this year, it is so easy to fall in love with the Detroit Lions. I actually think they might win more than four games this season.
Oh, I was like that?
I actually feel that way. How do you feel about the Lions heading into this season?
Oh, I mean, very optimistic now, especially hearing you talk about it. You know, I do wish the best for Dan. You know, I played with Dan, so I know the guys, he has the guys' respect, he has my respect. You know, so I'm wishing the best for him. He's just a great dude.
What is it like
for example, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you lose a Devontae Adams, your top weapon, right? And we're trying to see if quarterbacks can still play that way. It's an,
Tyreek Hill and Mahomes.
As well. What do you think about those situations after you lose an elite receiver, but those are all-time great quarterbacks, and Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes?
I'm thinking about those situations like, all right, who's the next guy up? Who's the next guy that has Aaron Rodgers and Mahomes as a quarterback that has the opportunity to become a star? Mm. You know, that's what I'm thinking about. Mm. Whoever that guy is can command the ball. You know, you have the opportunity to go and make plays for your guy. When you go and make plays for your quarterback, you build that trust, you build that chemistry, and the ball keeps coming to you. Mm. You know, so somebody has a hell of an opportunity in both of them places, and I'm looking forward to seeing who's going to step up and take it.
One thing that's really inspiring about Hard Knocks this year is how many coaches are former players on that franchise. You mentioned you played with Dan. There's Deuce Staley. There's Aaron Glenn. There's Mark Brunell.
Yeah.
What's the difference having a coach that played in the league versus one that didn't?
It's easy. I mean, when you have a guy that you're looking up to as a coach that's been there and done everything that you've done, especially like, I mean, Dan played less than what, maybe 10 years ago, you know, not that long ago. So he knows exactly what the guys are going through. So I think that's easier for me as a player to look up to a guy like that and like, okay, I feel you. You know, I could trust you because you've been through what I've been through. I could trust that you're gonna, you know, hold, you know, the players' interest heavy. You know, when you're talking maybe upstairs in the administration. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that the guys trust him. You know, I think you're starting to see that, and as he gets this young talent and that continues to grow, and if he can keep them together, you know, I think he's gonna have an opportunity to have something great. But that's the thing about the NFL. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, so if he can have some time to get it together, I think that he'll have an opportunity.
I want to ask you about Lamar Jackson, because he's going into this season possibly without a contract. He's been an MVP. You see the kind of numbers that Aaron Rodgers, Kyler Murray, Deshaun Watson have gotten this offseason. What do you think about him deciding to play without a contract and how that might pay off for him later?
I just view it as a free agent year, you know, for him. You know, I mean, we know who Lamar is. You know, if they don't want to re-sign him, I mean, that's great for the other 31 teams. like the other 25 teams that don't have a great quarterback. Right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, I just hope he gets his. I love watching him play. Mm-hmm.
He's a beast.
So, every year I see you at this event. Why is it important for you to show up for the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing?
I mean, I love you guys, man. I do love you guys, but I mean, it's inspiring what you do in the community. It's inspiring what you do with your academy. You know, for me, having my own 501c3 and seeing the things that you're doing, you know, inspires me to do more. So I'm supportive of anybody that's doing things like this in the community, especially in between Atlanta and Detroit.
What about, we joke on this show a lot about medicinal. Mm-hmm. And primitive wellness is something that you're really passionate about. You're a terrific entrepreneur. And as a player, it's taboo to talk about smoking weed while you're a current player.
Yep.
So what has it been like for you to now be a retired player and now talk about that awareness about marijuana and medicating yourself?
Yeah, just being able to talk about the healing powers of the plant. You know, I mean, like you say, it was taboo because we're getting tested for them. We'll be demonized for it. We'll be suspended for it if we were caught with it in our system while we were playing. So being able to be on the other side of it and really advocate for it, it's important because it's a natural, holistic substance, you know, instead of using, you know, synthetic things that, you know, that's why we have an epidemic nowadays because of the opioid crisis that's going on. You know, because we're not healing ourselves with natural plant medicines. You know, not just cannabis. Cannabis is our focus right now. Mm-hmm. But there's more to it, you know. So being able to provide it, one, in different applications so we can get new users. You know, different applications meaning maybe there's a capsule that you can use, or maybe there is an electrolyte solution or topical that you can use. You know, bringing it more in line with pharmaceuticals. When I say that, I mean like nanotechnology. So really just breaking down the cannabis plant to smaller particles so that it could transfer to your blood faster and not get caught up in your intestinal tract. So just creating, like I say, different applications so that new users can come into the market and understand that there is a natural way of healing other than what we've been prescribed for our whole lives.
So unlike Jalen, you're here to golf today. I can tell you want to golf. So thank you so much for taking the time on the show. Have a good time out there on the course. Always appreciate you.
Always good.
We'll be back with much more.
Megatron.
You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Win or go home, WNBA Tuesday night. 9 Eastern, Sabrina Ionescu and the Liberty host, Candace Parker, and the Sky. All of it is on the line. Tune into that one Tuesday night, ESPN and the app. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, coming to you from the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing in Detroit. So much going on today. However, every single day we have a show, what do?
We acknowledge the fact that Brittany Griner has been wrongfully detained in Russia. So we here at Jalen and Jacoby wish her a speedy, safe return to the United States.
186 days. I remember a long time ago you said to me, every day we need to mention Brittany Griner. I never thought that we'd still be doing it now.
Ever.
Jalen, we're here in Detroit for the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing. This is my favorite weekend
of the
year every
year. Appreciate your support.
It is so special here. But remind our audience what Jalen Rose Leadership Academy is and what it does.
We're open enrollment. We're tuition free. We're public charter. We were founded in 2011. This is our 12th golf outing. We're entering our 12th school year. We've had 8 graduating classes. We serve 400 current scholars in high school, another 600 alums. Enter a learner, exit a leader. Now the next goal is for me to fundraise to build a state-of-the-art facility for our scholars so that we can have a gym so we don't have to have rotating teachers. So I'm thankful to all of our donors, thankful to all of our sponsors, our co-founder Michael Carter, and Platinum Equity. Because of them, we're having an amazing golf outing today, so I appreciate everybody's support.
This year, 93 scholars graduated from the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy. That is 100% graduation rate. I've never heard of that in my life. Everybody watching this and listening to this has been to high school, and in their high school, they did not have 100% of the scholars graduate. Congratulations for that.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and I want to give all of the credit to the staff, our terrific school lead, Principal Lewis, and our amazing families and scholars who continue to inspire and try to do their best to be their best.
So one thing, though, Jalen, one note. Do we really need pillows with your
face
on it?
Ooh, that's fly.
Does the world really need pillows with your face on it? Like,
that's
at what
fly.
Point during the planning of this event were you like, do you know what we need? Some throw pillows with my face
on it. Let me tell you something. When you're trying to raise $10 million, you do whatever you can. You can have whatever you like. Appreciate the love.
You can go to jrladetroit.com if you want to help. I want to get out there on the links and hit some balls in the woods.
Yeah, you do that.
Let's do
you
that.
You do that. I'm about to go be Tiger.
Let's
Woods.
Do it. We'll be back tomorrow, ESPN 2, 4 o'clock. We always say we get the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen, we are here in Detroit, Michigan.
We're here now.
So, at this golf outing, there's a group of celebrities. I know every time we do a list, it's incomplete. But just name some of the people that are here to support the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy.
My father figure and coach legend Perry Watson.
Coach.
The judge Antoine Joubert. Anderson Hunt. UNLV champion. Jimmy Sky King and Raymond Jackson of the Fab Five.
Yes.
Calvin Johnson.
Allen Houston.
Megatron. Allen Houston.
Yo, at what point during today can I start bothering Scott Perry about Donovan Mitchell? At what point do I start talking to Scott Perry about
Between
Donovan Mitchell?
Between you and Ben Lyons and Jerry Ferrara.
Ferrara's here?
Yeah, Jerry Ferrara's here as well.
Rachel Domina's here.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, it's been a terrific turnout. Dave Bing is here. Dennis Archer Sr. and Jr. are both here. I'm really fortunate. I want to make sure I just say thank you to Platinum Equity and Tom Gores. Jeep, Puma, MGM, BetMGM, Top Golf last night.
And also Michelle Rossini-Miller.
Yes.
If you listen to the podcast, the only reason that you hear Jalen's voice on this podcast every day is because Michelle Rossini-Miller told him to do it.
Correct. I don't move otherwise.
She is your brain.
I do not move otherwise.
And she puts in so much work for this weekend, and she is an amazing,
I love you,
amazing,
Michelle.
Amazing,
appreciate
amazing
you.
Driver behind this.
Absolutely. There isn't a human being that's interacted with me the last 20 years that hasn't had to go through her.
You got to. I text her when I need you to do stuff. I got my own text thread with Michelle. I got one with you on it and one without you.
Yeah, she's the absolute best. And I also want to shout our staff and our scholars and so many people that donated their time, their energy, their money to making this goal, this dream for so many young people happen.
Jalen, I'm giving $10,000 this year.
What?
$10,000 for what? The Rose Leadership Academy.
Hey, you know what?
And I'm gonna get Disney to match it too.
Wow! Yeah. Wow! You $10,000? You get close to taxable type numbers
I got to talk to the financial manager. Exactly. I talk to my wife. Exactly. She doesn't know yet. She doesn't know yet.
Hey, man, let me tell you something though. To be in all honesty, I appreciate you speaking. I appreciate you being here every year. I appreciate your donations. And let me tell you something. When you hear $10,000, I want everybody to know something. That goes so very far in trying to accomplish everything we're trying to get accomplished. Whether it's helping with things for Count Day, whether it's so technology. Mm-hmm. There's so many things. You ready for this? Your money is going to directly go towards bridging fundraising gaps for current college students. I'm gonna make sure that there's a student, at least one, that's gonna stay in contact with you, send you a letter, and show you why your money, literally, is the difference a lot of times between freshmen and sophomores are dropping out of school. A lot of times because they don't have the funding.
The support, well, when I went to the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy and I got to see the amazing staff work with the students, I tell this story, I'm gonna tell it again. We were at, there's an office specifically for scholars that had already graduated from the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy to support through college.
Correct.
And while I was there, there were two young women that just came to visit the high school to touch base, to check in with those people.
Correct.
They were such an influential
part of their advisors.
Life. And I'd never heard of that. Do you know how many times I've been back to my high school since I graduated? Zero. Like, there's no reason to. There's no connection there. But the way that you guys continue to support the scholars after they get their diploma, after they walk across the stage, it's just really impressive to me. And it's one thing to say it, it's another thing to see it.
Yes, thank you. And how about this, Jacoby?
Talk to me.
You never would have thought that your brother, that was a member of the Fab Five, would be extremely instrumental in breaking a glass ceiling and introducing something to the lexicon, like a 9 through 16 model.
Yep.
Because before, you heard me say it, did you hear that
term? Never, no.
Because high schools in the United States, once you graduate, that relationship is over until your 10-year reunion, until your 20-year reunion.
So you can thank Jalen Rose for and the Fab Five for black socks, baggy shorts, and now a 9 through 16 education model.
Real spill.
Yeah, man. And I'm going to get out there on the course. Jalen, I just want to say into the microphone, I appreciate all you do.
That's mutual.
Leadership
Thank
Academy.
You, family.
This is a great event.
Thank you. Thank
Let's
you.
Let's go out there, hit some balls in the woods.
Let's go do it.
I'm going to have an adult beverage as well.
If you only have one, I'm going to be disappointed.
I would never disappoint you, Mr. Rose.
Thank you, brother. I love and appreciate
We'll be back
you.
Tomorrow with another dope pod to step two. Why is that, Jalen? Anthony.
We're not Rose. Done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.